ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. There's been a surge of threats of violence in the wake of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling kicking Trump off the ballot there.
The FBI confirming it's investigating threats against Colorado Supreme Court justices from individuals angry that they had ruled the Constitution's 14th Amendment and Donald Trump's actions surrounding January 6th disqualify him from running for office in that state. Those threats come after the Justice Department's number two official told ABC News that FBI agents, politicians, and at least one U.S. Supreme Court justice have received similar threats.
ABC's Andy Field. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The filing came just days after he was ordered to pay a $148 million defamation judgment in a lawsuit brought by two Georgia poll workers he defamed. A Tacoma, Washington jury acquitted three white cops in the death and custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during an encounter in 2020. This is ABC News. A handful of entertainers filed a federal lawsuit against Clowns.com, asserting they were ripped off over their job status.
Four clowns filing a lawsuit sounds like it could be the start of a bad joke, but it's reality in New York, where the group of four plaintiffs says Clowns.com misclassified their status as independent contractors, and by doing so, deprived them of hourly pay and overtime when they worked children's birthday parties and other events. There are four plaintiffs on the lawsuit now, but their attorney is seeking to add others to make this a class action.
ABC's Brian Clark. For half a century, Christina Pacheco used her Mexico City newspaper column and TV shows to shed light on the common unsung heroes who keep Mexico's economy and culture alive. She was most often seen walking the streets, conducting animated interviews with street vendors, musicians, and people from all walks of life. Her show, Talking with Christina, announced her death at age 82. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals
success. And DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that
in my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Ruggiehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118-114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks, and then Brooklyn, then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So very happy to have you along this morning. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane, Greg Bach, both with me in studio. And you can always join us. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Easier way to remember. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. All kinds of things coming up on the show today, next hour, as she is every Thursday. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for public cervix announcement. So stay tuned for that. And then at 11:33, Paul Noonan will be here from the Acme Packing Company. Talk about some sports, and the Brewers made a trade. They made a deal. Yeah. Greg has thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And whether Joe Barry, I mean, poor Joe Barry, man, everybody wants his head.
I can't do his job.
Well, and rightfully so. Seriously, he's not doing anything, but Joe Barry is Joe Barry, and he's done this forever. You know, and he and LaFleur are buddies. And so,
well, yeah.
I'm completely frustrated because I'm a huge Packer fan.
I know you were.
And it's just, you know, I look at them and I go, what's happening? I mean, it's a young team.
Absolutely. But I do think it can be problematic. And I understand the desire to work with your friends.
Right.
But sometimes it just doesn't always work.
Nope.
It doesn't.
No.
And so you have to make the determination on what's going to be better for the team in the long run.
Well, it's just interesting because this is the same guy that has fallen out of favor with a number of teams. You know, why do we keep rewarding
bad, poor performance?
Yes.
Well, this is probably going to be the end for him. We'll see what Paul Noonan has to say when he joins us at 11:33. I wanted to start off, though, there was an interesting article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. CJ Safer from the Institute for Reform and Government has been a guest on As Goes Wisconsin in the past. CJ Safer and Aaron Norman have an opinion piece. The IRG, the Institute for Reforming Government, and the State Policy Network recently completed a study taking a deeper look at suburban college-educated women in the WOW counties. So it's Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. Those are considered the WOW counties, where they have been pretty solidly Republican, except for the last few elections. They're losing Republican votes, and the suburban women in particular are voting for Democrats. So taking a closer look at this article today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the question is, why would politically moderate women start voting for Democrats? According to this, the trust, it's all about trust. So just half of self-identified partisan voters say they trust their own party to do what is right. Trust in Democrats is 10 points higher overall and 13 points higher overall among independents, which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're also, again, we're talking about suburban women in the WOW counties. These women more likely to agree with Republicans on tax and economic policies, but on all other issues that they looked at in this study, Democrats do a better job of matching the values of women in the suburbs, especially on the issue of abortion.
I would say abortion is probably the big thing.
It's the big one. It's the big topic. And I think there have been some lawmakers who were surprised by the backlash that came about after Dobbs was overturned.
Well, yeah. I mean, because it was so drastic. You know what I mean? It's so black and white. Then there's a lot of gray. There's a lot of gray.
Absolutely.
And it's just so black and white. And because I'm in this mix.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Ozaukee County.
Right.
And, you know, I can't say I would side with one side or the other, but I just think that the abortion issue is the biggest fall down for the Republicans. I do.
And they don't want to particularly talk about it either because it is not a winning topic.
No.
It is not a winning issue for them.
They attempted to celebrate after Dobbs and people were like, this isn't good. And then the singular state votes that came through from, you know, Ohio to Kansas.
Yes.
And now you have the 1849 ruling. I mean, it just shows that this is, if you would have came at it with some nuance, I don't know how to make a nuanced argument on this as far as like legislation, but you went for just zero sum victory and you got it in the form of a Supreme Court decision. And now you're paying the penalty for it because you thought you had the best interest in mind, but you just wanted to appease the lobbyists and the big groups and whatnot.
I'd be curious as to the age breakdown, you know, of this in particular when it comes to, because I can tell you, for me in Ozaukee County, we're having a lot of young families that are moving into the area.
Sure.
A lot of young families. There are very few people that are my age that are migrating into Ozaukee. So that probably is going to play into this.
The demographics are getting younger.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the demographics are getting younger.
Yeah.
This article also says that kitchen table issues, suburban women aren't hearing very much on Republican proposals on things like health care and mental health and affordable child care.
Mental health is huge.
Which leads them to trust Democrats even more than they do Republicans. Yeah. Because again, they haven't come out with anything workable.
No.
And especially the whole child care issue, which continues to be a major problem.
Right, right.
And there does seem to be the attitude among some of our lawmakers who are just like, well, yeah, that's your problem.
Well,
decided to have kids.
The whole child care thing, the Republicans, the GOP in Madison, their whole solve was, you know, let them work younger, let them have more people in their facility. There wasn't about money as far as like help. It was just about, let's just loosen some restrictions. That always fixes everything.
What do Wisconsin women want? 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can leave a comment on the live stream. What do Wisconsin women, particularly in the WOW counties, what is it that they want? And again, this is according to this article from C.J. Safer and Aaron Norman in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says they want more partisanship. They want to see things getting done. And I think a vast majority of Wisconsinites agree. Yeah. We want to see something get accomplished.
I think across the board, that's probably what's happening.
Right?
I mean, across the nation, you just get tired of just both sides standing there pointing fingers at one another instead of just working together. I don't understand why it's so hard. I don't understand why you have to be so staunch on one side or the other and not finally sit down, you know, just like this, sitting down and having a conversation. Why don't you listen to one another?
Unfortunately, though, I think there's so much about you can't give the other side a win. You cannot be perceived as giving, you know, the Republicans don't want to give Democratic Governor Tony Evers a win, and where Democrats don't want to give the Republicans a win, and therefore everything just sits.
Right. Exactly.
And nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think the impact of the Dobbs decision is going to continue to be felt. And I was originally really upset because they did not codify specifics about how close to death a woman has to be before mm-hmm. she can get the treatment that she needs. And now the more that I think about it, I think that was intentional. I think not codifying and not specifying those things were left unexplained in order to intimidate doctors and medical facilities.
Yeah.
Don't give them the tight parameters, you know, and just let them think we're going to charge them with a felony for everything.
I mean, that's what they're doing in Texas right now, so.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. What do Wisconsin women in the WOW counties want? John from Boaz is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah, hi. This is a male's point of view about the abortion issue. And I only wanted to say to everybody listening that I have two sons. And both of them could have been aborted for various reasons. But these gentlemen are in their 40s, and they're happy with their lives.
Okay, that's good, John. I guess what we're talking about, though, is there are complications within pregnancies where the baby's not going to live and the mother's life is at risk. That's kind of what we're talking about.
Well, I thought you were talking about the, and I think that's everything, whatever the woman needs is what she should get.
I can't disagree with you there, John.
I also agree that everything the woman wants, she should get. So if she wants to get an abortion because she chooses to do so, that should be available as well.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to check in on this, talking about a new opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by the Institute for Reforming Governments, C.J. Safer. He's been a guest on the show in the past, along with Aaron Norman, and talking about women specifically in Wisconsin's WOW counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. Which party do they trust more? What are the issues that are important to them? And who is responding to the issues that women are concerned about?
Yeah, it's a very interesting article, without a doubt. It's an online survey of 315 college-educated women in suburban Milwaukee, all of all political leanings. I can't really say one way or the other who I, you know, put more faith in.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds kind of wishy-washy, but that's just kind of where I am at this particular juncture. I can't say I trust this person more than I trust this person. Because I really need to hear what they want to do first before I see anything.
Well, it'd be nice if they would actually tell us and tell us straight out what the plans are. Doesn't
right.
always seem to work that way. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy.
a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would... Okay, and this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Let's go, girls.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along with us this morning. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane and Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call, text 844-967-2789. I want to remind you, too, before you head out for the holidays, download the Civic Media app. You can take us with you wherever you go. And what is the sales line we determined, Greg? Downloading the Civic Media app won't necessarily change the entire course of your life for the better, but it shouldn't make it worse. How about that?
There you go.
I don't know if advertisement marketing has cleared that statement.
Should I talk to our sales manager about that before?
The Civic Media app, it won't make your life suck.
It won't make it worse. I think that's a fair statement. 844-967-2789. Talking right now about an opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from CJ Safer and Aaron Norman. CJ is with the Institute for Reforming Government, and they did a pretty big survey of Wisconsin women in the WOW counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, regarding political parties and which party do they trust more and who speaks to them more and who's speaking more to the issues they care about.
It's more of the issues, I think. You know, it's just and how they perceive either politics working for them or working against them.
Or just not working at all.
Or just not working at all.
Yeah.
And that's why I would love to see like an age breakdown.
Age breakdown.
Because, you know, I childcare for me doesn't apply.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Talk to Greg's point too, it has nothing to do with what's been proposed is nothing to do with like really helping people. I mean, I got to be honest with you. When I had to put my children in daycare, I just had to bite the bullet and pay for it. That's not always the case this day and age.
And things are so much more expensive now.
Oh, God,
I mean, paying for childcare can be as much as a mortgage payment. It's insane.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
It's just crazy. Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. As Goes Wisconsin. What's up?
Good morning. Obviously, I'm not a woman, but I I'm all for women and their rights, and I think they really... Autonomy rights is something that women want. I would be really angry if they were doing something to me that made me like get a vasectomy or what have you. I have another question at the very end. Also, like in Ohio, now granted, this is kind of a messed up story, but they want to charge a woman who had a miscarriage and the child was not viable. And there's more to this story that I'm not going to get into because it's a little graphic.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Tom. Exactly,
yep.
Yeah. So that's something, too. I mean, the Republicans are just, now you're having miscarriages, therefore we want to charge you. Like I said, this case is a little more, but you know, there's always talk about that kind of stuff that even, you know, tracking your menstrual cycles and things like that is just, you know, I think people, and especially the Democrats, need to push that message out there that this is the extremes that the Republicans want to go through for women and to control them. It's not about abortion. It's not. It's controlling women. And my other quick thing is Jane, did you get your air fryer?
It wasn't an air fryer.
No, it's a Wonder Oven, Tom. And I talked myself out of the Wonder Oven after I did some measurements on my kitchen counter because I'd have to completely get rid of my air fryer to make room for the Wonder Oven, and the Wonder Oven is too big. And ultimately, it just replicates everything my oven already does.
You know, aside from...
sucking the joy out of my life.
But you know what, though? I'm really proud of you. Because there are a lot, there are a lot of people, myself included, who will talk to themselves into a big purchase. I bought myself a Pixel watch, a smartwatch. I got that watch. I ordered it knowing I didn't want it. It came in the mail. I wasn't excited when I opened it. I've worn it 12 times. It's sitting on my nightstand. I don't know why I bought it. But the fact that you use reason and logic, that's good stuff right there. By the way, if anyone wants to buy a Pixel watch, I'm selling one.
And I have an air fryer I'd like to get rid of, too. Have a great day, Tom. Thank you so much
for calling.
And I think Tom, though, makes an excellent point. And when I was working somewhere else and the leak came out that Dobbs was going to be overturned.
Yeah.
And I would talk to some of my male colleagues about how would you feel if the government mandated that you had to get a vasectomy at 14 and only when you were responsible enough and fiscally sound enough could you get it reversed so you could have children?
I bet you they had a lot of comical answers.
Oh, for one thing, that would never happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That would never happen. They would never do that. But I would think if men's health concerns were being mandated and regulated to the extent that women's are, I think we would have a whole different discussion on our hands.
I'm not going to say no to that either. I mean, at the end of the day, it's easier to get a little blue pill, and it's like, that's okay.
Well, and that brings up a whole other question.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
About Viagra and why Viagra is covered by insurance.
Isn't it covered under Medicare,
that
too?
That makes no sense
probably.
To me.
Probably.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever. A texter from the 608, I pose this question to any pro-life person. How is denying a woman an abortion, whether she's five blocks away or five states away, how does that make your lives easier and better and happier? And don't bring religion into the discussion. I hear crickets.
We got another texter from the 262 saying, I live in Oz County and want policies to curb climate change, lower health care costs for all, equal rights for all, LGBTQ policies to help infrastructure. President Biden is doing a great job with all of the aforementioned, and I don't really give a dang about President Biden's age. If he can accomplish the aforementioned, he is better than any of the current Republicans. And I will back up his work with the words of the Popcorn King, who said we have a much stronger economy. These are exact words. Said it in an interview.
Robin Voss said that this week.
Said it. I just read it this morning. He said in an interview. He doesn't believe that either. President Trump has been saying some things about immigrants, how they poison our...
They're poisoning our blood.
Poisoning our blood.
The blood of our country.
He does not agree with that, and he also thinks that the economy is strong.
Interesting.
I know. But the question I have for you, and I brought this up the other day, is the poll is great and everything, and I'm glad they're speaking to women about this, because we talked about the fact that women aren't being part of the sample of certain pollings. And I imagine because of the wild county, a lot of them are white women. How will this translate into voting? Because in 2016, the amount of white women that voted for Trump was shocking. It grew in 2020. After 4 years of that, man, you would have thought no one did. But that number grew. So I'm wondering how this poll and everything that's happened since 2020 will influence those white women voters in those counties to do it. They can say they trust Democrats now, but when they walk into that booth,
what will happen?
What will happen?
What do Wisconsin women want? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Feel like a woman. Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got totally crazy.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. There's been a surge of threats of violence in the wake of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling kicking Trump off the ballot there.
The FBI confirming it's investigating threats against Colorado Supreme Court justices from individuals angry that they had ruled the Constitution's 14th Amendment and Donald Trump's actions surrounding January 6th disqualify him from running for office in that state. Those threats come after the Justice Department's number two official told ABC News that FBI agents, politicians, and at least one U.S. Supreme Court justice have received similar threats.
ABC's Andy Field. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The filing came just days after he was ordered to pay a $148 million defamation judgment in a lawsuit brought by two Georgia poll workers he defamed. A Tacoma, Washington jury acquitted three white cops in the death and custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during an encounter in 2020. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org. Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, and Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. You can also call or text directly from the Civic Media app.
There
which
you go.
Which is free.
Which is free.
Take
and
us
very,
anywhere.
Apparently, very easy to use.
Absolutely. You and I can use it, Carol Kane.
Oh, boy.
Hey, are you listening to Civic Media in, let's say, I don't know, Ireland? You can listen to us live. I mean, granted, you have to get up. It'll
it's
be late.
Be an hour. There's going to be some time issues.
But still, you can live in Ireland and you can listen to a live show. Or you know what you can also do? Go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice and download our shows as a podcast.
We really appreciate that when you do that.
And here's something we don't talk about a lot. When you do download those episodes, rate the show. Give us a 5-star rating. That pushes those shows up in the ratings. That pushes them up for availability. Give us some comments. 5-star reviews and good comments go a long way. So if you're on the Civic Media app, you listen to us live, great. If you're doing a podcast, give us a little rating.
Ratings love.
A little rating love, baby.
All right. That works.
5-star.
We've been talking about the issue that Republicans are having, talking about abortion, essentially. And now Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said yesterday that members of his caucus want to try and pass legislation to put a referendum question on the April ballot asking voters whether to ban abortions after 12 weeks or 14 weeks of pregnancy.
Okay. Because right now it's at like 20, right?
It is 20. Yeah. I believe in Wisconsin, now we've reverted back and the 1849 ban was overruled, essentially.
And now it's 1985.
Now it's 1985. So I believe it is 20 weeks. This idea uses a seldom used process by which a law passed by the legislature and signed by the governor can be enacted only with voters' approval.
So two things about that strike me as odd. One, in what MCU multiverse do you think there's a Tony Evers that signs this?
Well, there's that.
And also, the people have been very vocal. If you put this to a vote, I don't think it's going to go the way you think it is.
Boss says he wants voters to decide abortion rules instead of courts. Wait,
oh,
so I know. So wait a minute. It was all about sending it back to the states, right? We're going to send the issue of abortion back to the states. It should be decided individually, state by state. And now, but now it's up to the voters.
It's up to the voters.
Now it's really up to what the people want. Quote, I'd like to put something on the ballot in April that allows the people of Wisconsin to be the ones who get the final say on making a decision on abortion. So it's not the court, it's not the legislature, it's not the governor, it's the people who get the final choice. But you are only giving us the choice of your choice of 12 or 14 weeks.
Is this the same guy who's in favor of the Wisconsin Election Commission, all the power going to the Secretary of State, but then has to be approved by the legislature? Is that about the people too? How does he feel about Bush v. Gore? Is that about the people too? No, it's not. You are going to lose this one, Robin, because you are a moron.
I'm kind of torn on this when it comes to like 12 to 14 weeks. And because 20 weeks, you're halfway through your pregnancy. And unless there is something catastrophic going on, I think the big issue for a lot of women is the fact that maybe at 12, 14, some of them just found out they're pregnant.
Exactly, which is why these 6-week bans are so not workable, because most women don't even know they're pregnant yet.
Right. I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'd like to ask Dr. Lyerly further on this. At 20 weeks, I feel like I don't know. I've never been pregnant, and I'm a man. But I feel like at 20 weeks, as you were saying, Carol, that's where if there's complications, you still have the ability to do it. I feel like I have to imagine the numbers are low on women getting an abortion just to have one at 20 weeks with no complication, with no further extenuating circumstances.
I would tend to agree with you.
So,
yeah,
the vast majority of women are not waiting.
Yeah,
if they want an abortion, it typically happens pretty quickly.
Well, in my case with my daughter, because I had I've made this very clear. Both my pregnancies were problematic. And when I was told that the amniocentesis that I had to have for Elizabeth, that all my numbers were all screwed up. And the woman who did the amnio called me and she said, you have 2 days to figure out what you're going to do. Because if you don't decide in 2 days, there's not a doctor who will touch you after this particular, you know, after you reach this benchmark.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And seriously, it was one of the worst decisions I ever had to make.
I can't imagine.
I was very grateful that my OB was the one that said, absolutely not. You're not doing this unless you have 99.9% verification that there is a problem with this fetus. And I mean, he helped kind of, that's where you have to, like what you're talking about with the doctor, that's where you have that relationship with your doctor and you have to put all your trust into this particular situation, this individual.
Aren't those the only people who should be involved in this decision?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The woman and her doctor and her partner.
Right. Right.
And their own conscience their own God.
You bring up a very interesting point because there's very little ever said about the partner. It's always a woman and her body and a woman and her decision, which actually I don't agree with at all because I had to take into consideration my husband's. He was the father of the child.
Sure.
And so I had to, you know, he was very, very involved in any decision that I made because I wanted him to be involved. But there's just not an awful lot put. Nobody talks about that. It's always a woman and her decision. It's like, no, it's not.
No, as a man, thin ice I'm traipsing upon. But what I'll say is this, is as a man married to a woman, if we were to become pregnant together, while I would hope that all of my opinions and my thoughts and feelings were taken into consideration, I also know at the end of the day, I want to say it is my wife's choice because it is her body.
But it's your child.
It is my child, but ultimately all of the physicality of it comes down on her. And if she is, it comes down to the conversations you have. What it comes down to, it is between the partner, the partners, and then essentially the doctor.
And the doctor.
And you have that conversation. Now, would I be upset if we were having a child and she went off and terminated the pregnancy? I would be very upset. And then things would happen after that. But I can't control the ultimate decision as well. All I can do is say how I feel. And hopefully all partners out there understand that the person who is actually carrying the child, if it's affecting their health, that's ultimately the most important thing.
Well, there's only one person whose health is being affected by this.
Yeah.
Right.
Physical health.
Physical health, not mental health.
Not mental health.
But yes, I don't disagree with you, Carol, but the 30,000 view nuance, the macro versus the micro, it's such a hard thing. And even in my head, I'm like, say the right things.
It's a tough spot, and I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I do. But I understand where Carol is coming from as well. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi,
thanks,
Stephen,
for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
So you had a caller earlier that texted in and said they wanted to hear from someone who was pro-life.
Yes.
Well, here I am.
Great.
And I'm going to preface this before I even start on my little rant here. There's a difference between pro-life and forced birth. I believe as a pro-life person that if it is not actually pro-life, meaning that the baby is going to die or not be able to have a full life, or it's going to kill the mom, then that's not pro-life. You are potentially taking a life to create one, and that's not pro-life. And in those circumstances, I think abortion should definitely be on the table. And I think that's what a lot of people are talking about. A lot of misconception that I hear is, oh, well, we don't want people using as birth control. I don't think there's a large population of people that support using abortion as birth control.
Well, we talked about that with the doc. And she said she agreed with you completely.
I will say this. I actually have a very personal connection to this, and that's really why I called in.
Sure.
My wife had a miscarriage. Her body did not get rid of it naturally, so she had to have a procedure to get rid of the baby. She had that done at a Catholic hospital because that's who her OBGYN was through. After she had this procedure, they put it on her paperwork as an abortion. It completely destroyed my wife. This baby was already dead. It was not going to live. And it was basically disintegrating inside my wife's body. And they still call it an abortion. And to this day, she still struggles with that. Yeah. I think it's absolutely baloney. I've seen mentally and physically what it's done to my wife. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that someone would call that an abortion.
But I think technically, Stephen, that is what that procedure is called.
A DNC?
When you have to do a procedure like that, it's abortion. It is an abortion. We can clarify this with Dr. Lyerly at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I'd be real curious.
To ask her about that and nail that down. And I'm so sorry for your experience, and I'm so sorry for the pain that your wife and you have gone through. That's really tragic. And I think, Stephen, that's my frustration with so many of these rulings. As we talked about before, every pregnancy is an individual thing. Not every woman goes through the 9 months with the same experience.
Never.
It is very individualistic. It is not black and white. There's all kinds of gray.
Right, right.
There's all kinds of gray.
Both my pregnancies were completely different. Completely different.
Thank you for calling, Stephen.
Thank you for showing us what a true pro-life person sounds like.
Well, and I think he makes a good point as far as being pro-life is not necessarily being forced birth.
No, exactly. Yeah, and that's where I feel like it, in messaging Democrats, where you know the Republicans like to call Democrats pro-abortion, we'd be like, all right, you pro-forced birth. That just sounds horrible. But you were saying your pregnancies were individual, Carol?
Yeah, they were both bad. I mean, just problematic. Let's just put it that way. That's why I don't have three children, because I was just like,
I can't do this again.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Alex, like I've said it multiple times. Alex landed me in the hospital for 7 weeks before he was even born, and he was born still 8 weeks premature.
Wow.
Yeah, my water broke at 21 weeks.
Wow.
They, you know, the doctors was like, I can't believe you even sustained this pregnancy. And so, you know, it was just, and as somebody who's... This is going to maybe sound awful, but I just never worked so hard to have two children. I wanted them so badly. I would do anything to sustain the pregnancy. That being said, if something had come down that was catastrophic, I would have also wanted the option.
Absolutely. It is healthcare.
Yes.
It is healthcare.
Right. I know women who have carried children that were not viable and taken them to term and then held them as they passed away. And it's heartbreaking to watch this.
I can't even imagine.
I've seen two women do this. And it's not, and to address what Greg was saying, this is not a light decision to make.
No.
This is something that takes a very thoughtful process, And to say that you just are willy-nilly is ridiculous.
844-967-2789. If you want to call and or text, you can leave a comment on the live stream as well if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on. Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Council.
For Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me in the studio, and Calvin's on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. Talking now about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in Wisconsin, talking about getting something on the April ballot, allowing people to vote for whether abortions should be banned after 12 or 14 weeks.
And we get a text from the 630, Andrew from Verona, saying ballot initiative wording is notoriously confusing. Very, very true. My guess is that Voss will spin the results to fit the Christian nationalist GOP worldview. It's very, very true. When I worked on a campaign for keeping same-sex marriage ban off the Constitution, we had to tell people, vote no for same-sex marriage. People were like, what does that mean? I'm like, we'll tell you.
Because you're right. The way they are written are intentionally confusing.
Yes.
I think they're intentionally confusing.
Absolutely.
Rico is on the line from Rock County. Thanks for your patience, Rico.
Rock County.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Thanks, Rico.
And listening to this whole conversation, I thought of something. Now, if the government, you know, the legislation, the courts are going to regulate a woman's wonder oven, basically.
Oh boy!
Then why is it that a male should not have to go in front of the court to get prescribed his little blue pill? Because we just can't have you males out there running around with that impregnating tool all willy nilly and such. We need to know if you're financially responsible, and who and what and where you're going to use that loaded tool.
I like the way you're thinking, Rico. I like the way you're thinking, because again, my whole problem is, and Carol even pointed out, there are two people involved in the creation of this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the only ones who are ever punished or sanctioned are the women.
Right.
There's an old, there's a comic out there. She had a joke a long time ago. I can't remember her name, but the joke was basically said, if men could get pregnant, abortion would be legal and free.
Oh, absolutely.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thank you so much for calling, Rico.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
You know what? And that brings up a very interesting point. Why is it that there is no responsibility on these guys that are walking around impregnant? You know, how many women can a guy impregnate in a month? You know, a woman can only get pregnant
once.
And then she's pretty much shored up for nine months.
She's
out of the game for a while. Yeah. Yes. But you've got these guys that, I don't mean to pick on the guys.
No, that's fine. Pick on us.
I just think that sometimes it's like, why is there no culpability when it comes to these guys?
Yeah? Hi, Greg Bach, resident guy. Because we've been writing the laws for hundreds of years, and we see having children as a sign of masculinity and
virility.
Thank you. That was what I was thinking of, and virility as a good thing. And if you even try to regulate my abilities to have a child, you are stepping on my freedoms and I can't America by not having babies. So don't you dare walk in this room and tell me what I can't do with my Wonder
Oven.
No, that's you.
That's my Wonder Oven.
Wonder Pen? Wonder Pen. We'll call it a Wonder Pen.
The Wonder Pen. That was hilarious. I love that guy. How long did he work on trying to work that in?
He said to it, "You're Wonder Oven."
That was brilliant, hey-o. Rico. That was brilliant. All right, a couple other Popcorn King related items that we're going to kick around before the top of the hour.
He needs a theme song.
He does need a theme song. We'll work on that. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss now says the threatened possible impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz is super unlikely.
Because you waited too long and you missed the chance.
I think it was because there was so much backlash to this.
Well, also, they missed the deadline.
Oh, they missed the window.
There was a window that they would have been able to replace her with someone on their side, but because they didn't do it, now Governor Evers gets to appoint, he got to appoint, period. But now, at this point, they would just serve out the rest of the term.
Oh, okay.
So it's moot.
It's moot. All that money they went after with chasing down Robin Voss, trying to make him look bad and shame him into impeaching her. What was that, $1 million?
I think
a couple million they blew on that. Also, Robin Voss said on Wednesday, Republicans will likely introduce a medical marijuana bill next month. It will be similar to Minnesota's medical marijuana program, so you can buy pill, oil, liquid forms for people with serious conditions, HIV, cancer, Crohn's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, and chronic pain.
What if I can't sleep, Jane?
Well,
Jane, I can't sleep, man.
Are you suggesting that there might be people who manufacture conditions in order to get medical marijuana?
Oh, no, man. My arm hurts now. It's so much chronic pain.
I think we're so far behind in
this.
We're so far behind in this. And we're not talking about recreational. We're just talking about medical. I've talked to veterans who have told me what a difference smoking pot makes over pharmaceuticals.
Every time a comic, usually a headliner, comes to the club, the Laughing Tap, laughingtap.com, they will ask the question on stage because they don't know. They're like, hey, is marijuana legal here? Because they just expected to say yes. The audience says no in two ways. It's always two. It's either no. And that's more out of embarrassment because we're surrounded by these states. And two, angry. Just no.
Yeah.
Like we are an embarrassment. I think it's us in Indiana.
Iowa has medical marijuana, for heaven's sakes. Iowa.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I probably could have used it. You know, seriously, when my hips were so bad before I had the replacement surgery, I would have walked around half baked all the time.
You should have told me. I would have driven down to the dispensary for you and taken care of it.
For a fee.
Just for a small transportation fee.
But I mean, we're way behind when it comes to this.
We are. So it will be interesting to see what happens. Again, this is all talk right now.
And I want to see what they put in there, because if it's about Minnesota's version, okay. But there are some things that
some things to watch out for. All right. News is coming up next when we return. Public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm